Welcome to Money Talk. Whether you're just a bank account away from America or you're the president of the bank of mom and dad, you're always welcome right here on Money Talk. 1-800-934-2221. And some great information out on the most and least affordable places to buy your first home. And Bloomberg has published a survey that they took of the 100 largest U.S. metropolitan areas. And in particular, looking at the first-time home buyers and where they might be best off. One of the places that jumped out that's really attractive is Des Moines, Iowa, which, of course, is WHO radio country for sure for Money Talk listeners. And in Des Moines, Iowa, they say that the estimated monthly mortgage is just $613 to buy an initial home, a first-time home buyer, which means you'd only need a $22,000 annual income to make that payment. Now, the median household income in Des Moines, Iowa, is $72,000 a year. So that makes it a very affordable buyer's market, Des Moines, Iowa. There are others, too, that are in that category of attractive, affordable, if you will, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Omaha. Notice how the Midwestern cities seem to rule when it comes to affordability. Now, if you want to talk about unaffordable, think about the West. The five least affordable places for a first-time home buyer: Honolulu, San Jose, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. And that is because relative to the level of income, the price of housing is sky high in those markets. And that is what that is all about. Very, very interesting survey material for sure. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com, request a complimentary bank issue. Easily done right there at the homepage at bobbrinker.com. Click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature. And for subscribers, the August edition of the Market Timer Investment Letter will be available for subscriber access online on the morning of Monday, August 1st. It'll be online by mid-morning, and that happens to be tomorrow. 1-800-934-2221. Let's get Marcus on the line in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hello, Marcus. Welcome.
Hello, Bob. I'm a longtime subscriber, a longtime listener. And my question is, I have about $1.3 million that's invested pretty much like your portfolio number three, but I also have about $300,000 that's in commercial real estate that is spread over at least 25 properties in small amounts with a local company. And I'd always considered those two as completely separate investment. I just wondered whether or not I should consider in my dividing up the percentages between incomes, between equities and fixed income, whether I should consider the real estate in one of those two categories.
Well, let me ask you this. Again, what is the amount you have in that investment of real estate?
About $300,000.
Now, you said a local company. I'm not interested in the name of the company, but how does this work? Are they running some kind of – what's the deal?
They have about $4 billion worth of property all over the country.
$4 billion. Are you talking about a real estate investment trust?
It's not a REIT.
What is it?
It's a company – it accepts money from investors and to invest in properties.
All right. How long have you been with them?
25 years.
Excellent. Now, what kind of returns are you getting? Let's talk about the annual income that you receive. What is that amount?
I would say it's probably around 5% right now.
Okay. About $15,000 a year you're getting on the $300,000?
That's right. Plus, of course, the tax advantage for those properties.
Now, how much money did you invest, your money?
I think that comes out to maybe that $300,000 as that my investment.
That's your investment. Do you have a market value on this, or don't they give you one?
No, there's no market value.
And what kind of properties are these? Are these apartments or what?
There are a lot of apartments, also major buildings in commercial buildings and markets all over the country.
Now, do they give you an option to cash out, or is there liquidity here?
No, there's no option to cash out.
You're never allowed to get your money out?
No, but the properties have continued to turn over only because I have reinvested money. Have I kept it at around $300,000 for the last 10 years?
All right, so you make let me see if I get this straight. You get a 5% yield on this investment. You get some tax benefits, but you're never allowed to get your money back?
The properties turn over, so they sell the properties and they give you your money back.
Now, how much have they given you back over the 25 years?
Probably somewhere around $200,000, $250,000.
You keep track of this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's all on spreadsheets that are online.
Yeah, okay. So it's transparent. That's good. So you've chosen, because you like the investment result and the tax benefits, you've chosen to reinvest.
Yes.
Now, not counting that $300,000, how much do you have aside from that?
I have about $1.3 million.
Okay.
Invested pretty much like portfolio number.
Okay.
Three.
Well, that's a nice balanced portfolio. You have less than 20% in this real estate investment. I'd be inclined, especially given the illiquidity, I'd be inclined to regard this as a fixed income investment equivalent. I would consider this, and this is, again, something that we have to do because we're trying to categorize something that is not what the other things are, namely bonds.
Right.
I would put it in your fixed income allocation. That would be my approach.
All right. Excellent. I appreciate that. Do you have time for one other question, Bob?
Just briefly, Marcus. We took a long time on that one. Just briefly.
Yes. There's a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Greg Yip, and he wrote a column this past Thursday. The gist of it is, I'll quote this, as stocks and home prices return to previous record, total wealth is once again reaching levels that last seen just before the bubbles in stocks and housing burst.
Yeah. Well, you see, this is simply not true, and I'll tell you why columnists make that mistake, and I regard it as a mistake, and it's come up before in various formats, and I'll tell you why I think it's wrong. A lot of these columnists who don't, well, I won't say that. I'm going to be kind. A lot of these columnists will look at something that is bogus, in my opinion, and they'll draw conclusions which are basically conclusions drawn on quicksand because the underlying theory is wrong. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. You'll read columns that will quote the Shiller price earnings ratio. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Now, did this columnist cite that?
No.
Well, very frequently they do. And the problem with the Shiller price earnings ratio is it's based on 10 years trailing earnings. And the problem with using 10 years trailing earnings right now is you get the earnings collapse in 2008 and 9. And that, in my opinion, that distorts the normalized track that you should be using as opposed to the extreme negative track in 08 and 09 in corporate earnings because of the financial collapse back then. And by using reasoning like that, you can come up with 10-year trailing price earnings ratios that are very high, but only if you're counting in those dreadful earnings years of 08 and 09.
Yes.
And the work that I do is based on current and future earnings, not what happened 10 years ago or anything close to 10 years ago. I don't use that. And as a consequence, when you take a look at the earnings right now, when you take a look at the price earnings ratios right now, and you look a year ahead into 2017, they are nowhere near the extremes that occurred in the year 2000. Now, there was an extreme for sure in the year 2000, and that had to do with the actual price earnings ratio as applied to operating earnings at that time. And at the time, we wrote about it in the Market Timer investment letter right before we issued our sell signal in January of 2000 that took most of our money out of the stock market at that time.
Yes,
and
I remember.
And the reason we did that was because back then, at that time, unlike now, back then there was an extreme valuation being applied to stocks. In fact, it reached close to 30 times earnings, I mean, it was historically way up there, and that was something that concerned us so much that it contributed to our decision to issue that sell signal in January of 2000. And as a consequence, we did not fully re-enter the market until our buy signal in March of 2003, which was down around the 800 level on the S&P 500 index. And I have to tell you, that 800 level's looking pretty good these days at in the 2100s for sure. But I appreciate the call very, very much, and thanks for checking in. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Mom, something's wrong with the TV.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby Gold.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt, still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio, beginning August 5th on NBC.
Don King.
Don, how are you?
I'm just so happy to be on 790 KABC.
Don King,
you're the best.
I love you,
and I love this nation called America. God bless America, the greatest nation in the world.
Yeah.
And 790 KABC, the greatest place to be if you're going to talk about radio and weed.
Don King for president.
What is you talking about, girl?
The Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, it's Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law Saturdays at 2 when we open up the discussion and tackle difficult issues in law and life.
That's right. You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Gervey's Law is that anything that can go wrong can also go right. And we go at it with some of the greatest legal minds in the country.
It's the intersection of law and life. Don't miss it Saturdays at 2 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
This is Money Talk.
From the beaches of Waikiki to the shores of Block Island Sound, it's America's Money Program. Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thanks for joining us. 1-800-934-2221. We are heading to the mighty WLS Chicago. James, welcome to Money Talk. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, I'm 60 and I have a Roth IRA, a traditional IRA, and a individual non-IRA. And I have money in all of them and I don't know which one to draw from first. I've got enough money in the Roth and the non-IRA to last me into my early 70s if I need to.
Well, you know, you have a nice benefit in that Roth IRA where you can grow the money without paying any current taxes. That's a really nice benefit. You also have a nice benefit in the traditional IRA where you can do the same thing as long as you don't withdraw. Obviously, you get to a required minimum distribution point down the road, and then the rules apply. But until you're there, you don't have to take the money from that traditional IRA. And then you have the personal money as well, which, of course, is already taxed. So there's a temptation to use some of that personal money to take full advantage of those tax-privileged accounts, don't you think?
Yes.
I agree with you.
I put off paying tax on the traditional. If I took that last, I'd put off paying tax on the traditional until I have to take an RMD.
You know that that's the camp that I'm in. You probably knew that already.
So it would be number one would be the personal, number two, Roth, and number three, traditional.
You know, I would have to agree with that because by using personal money, you're not incurring any additional taxation on spending that money. By using Roth money, assuming you followed the rules in the Roth, which is mandatory, you're not incurring taxes there. And then you're deferring out until the required minimum distribution requires you to take the money out of the traditional before you've paid any tax at all. I think that's a home run.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, James. Good to hear from Chicagoland, the mighty WLS Radio. Let's get out to Eldorado Hills, California. Bob, it's your turn.
Hey, Bob, a question. If the economy is so great, why
Bob, if you encounter anybody that tells you that this economy is so great, then you should tell them right there to their face, sir, madam, you need a reality check. This economy is not even close to a great economy.
Okay.
I mean, that's a fool's errand.
Great. Can I just keep going real quick?
Well, you started out with a false premise. This economy is not so great.
I've only heard your show a few times, and I've heard you mention some of the numbers that you bring up about unemployment. I think they're greatly understated. I think unemployment is understated by the government. The government numbers are not accurate. But my question to you is this. With all this QE, with all this NERP and the ZERP, $20 trillion in debt, what's the end game and what's the plan for somebody who's in their 50s, 60s, 70s to plan for that? It's not going to end well. It can't end well. It's like the elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it.
if you don't believe any of the numbers that you're looking at, there's nothing to talk about.
Well, get to the point of the $20 trillion in debt and how we're QEing to death 80 months. We're going into negative interest rates, creating huge asset bubbles in all classes, including real estate and stocks, equities. What is the end game? That's my question to you. Let's forget it. Let's take out the government numbers for now. That's the reality. The $20 trillion is reality. What's the end game, and what do you recommend going forward for people into retirement?
Well, obviously, if someone is in retirement or approaching retirement, I've already stated many times that I favored a balanced investment approach, and it's worked very, very well. But you just made another misstatement that I cannot let stand. And that is, you said we're having quantitative easing. That's not true. There is no quantitative easing. It's over.
I disagree.
There's no quantitative easing. There's no program to purchase treasuries at this time with new money. That's not going on. That's not policy.
I disagree, Bob. You can find it on, everybody can go on Google and see that we are still in QE. There is QE going on right now in the United States, in the world. That's disinformation, Bob. I'm sorry.
No, Bob. In the United States, which is what I'm talking about, the quantitative easing program ended some time ago and has not been reinstated. Yes, there is quantitative easing in other parts of the world, not in the United States, which is what I was talking about. Which is what I was talking about.
What about zero interest rates? How long are we going to keep zero interest rates at zero? That's not good for the economy overall.
How high would you like to see interest rates?
Do you think that keeping interest rates at zero for 8 years is healthy for the economy to create these asset bubbles that we currently are seeing in real estate and equities? Do you think that's good?
What I'm looking at in the United States is a federal funds target rate that was raised last December to 0.25% to 0.5%. They already
raised.
Look what
it did to the market. Look how the market got spooked.
The market is at all-time record highs, Bob. You must be living in an alternate universe. Look what it's done to the market. They raised rates last December. It's July. The S&P 500 is at all-time historic highs. So, Bob, you need a reality check. Serious. A reality check. Thanks for the call.
This is Money Talk.
When you're investing, you always try your best, but sometimes you make mistakes, and that's okay because you can get better. And the same goes for your credit. By enrolling in Experian Credit Works, you get all the tools and personal support you need to help you understand and manage your credit. Because credit isn't just a score, it's a skill. So start your trial today at Experian.com and be better at credit at Experian.com.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Get clarity on the things that make you go. Live and local. KABC.
Federal investigators are trying to learn why a hot air balloon with 16 people on board caught fire and crashed 30 miles south of Austin, Texas, with no survivors. Robert Sumwalt with the National Transportation Safety Board says the FAA should consider stricter rules for commercial balloon operators.
The truth of the matter is the NTSB feels that there needs to be greater oversight by the regulator, and that regulator is the Federal Aviation Administration. Their response to us, the NTSB, the full board, has classified their response as an unacceptable response.
Two people are dead, 25 buildings destroyed after flash floods swept through Ellicott City, Maryland, Saturday. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says the area was inundated with heavy rain.
There are some pretty big pockets of 4 inches of rain and several smaller pockets of 6+ inches of rain. So it's no wonder that we had some of those areas that were flooding.
That rain fell in the space of 2 hours. I'm Elliot Francis.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
Let's sweat the big stuff, the things that really matter, like finding cures. Join City of Hope's endurance and fitness team participating in the Disneyland Half Marathon, presented by Cigna on September 4th, and support groundbreaking research and treatment for cancer, diabetes, and other life-threatening diseases. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul. Join the team today by registering at hopesweatcures.org. That's hopesweatcures.org.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, it's America's Money Program, Money Talk. You can stream Money Talk on your computer. Download Money Talk to your smartphone. That's Money Talk on demand. The investment talk is year-round, and you can listen wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk On Demand. Sign up at bobbrinker.com, right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. Let's get out to Bakersfield, California. Chuck, it's your turn. Welcome. Hello, Chuck.
Follow up on your last caller's question about the $20 trillion that the United States is in debt by.
Yeah.
How does that get resolved?
Well, there's only one way it gets resolved. If you're a Money Talk listener, you already know that countries do not pay off their national debt. You also know that countries do not materially pay down their national debt. And given all of the history on that one, we have to conclude there's only one way it gets resolved, and that is to pay the interest on the national debt in a timely fashion.
Okay, one more question, if I might. Hello?
Chuck, I'm listening to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more question, if I might. I was curious, the expert you had on just before the Brexit vote, when the stock market went up really high just before the vote was taken, if Brexit would have failed, what would have changed in the stock market for it to have gone that high? I mean, were the fundamentals had been any different for it to skyrocket it like it did before the vote was announced?
Well, there was a short dip for a few days of a few percentage points, which some people would put in the category of noise, by the way, stock market noise, fluctuations. Stocks tend to fluctuate, as J.P. Morgan said many years ago correctly. Some people would have put that small move over a short number of days in the noise category. But there was a downdraft for a few days in reaction to the Brexit vote. But what a lot of people seem to fail to realize was that prior to the Brexit vote, there had been a run-up in anticipation that Britain would vote to stay in the EU, and of course they did the opposite. So I really think in the end, it was a lot of noise.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting at, because it was a big run-up before the actual vote. So I was wondering if Brexit would have failed and they would have stayed in the EU, what fundamentals caused the run-up like it did just before the vote was announced?
Well, the reason it ran up before the vote was because the consensus view was solidly that they were going to vote to remain in the European Union. And that's why it ran up, because people drew a sigh of relief that that would eliminate the risk of contagion of the other European Union countries leaving the Union or wanting to vote to leave the Union. But what happened was they voted narrowly, 52-48. They voted to leave. So then people were, for a short time, they were worried about contagion. But shortly after the vote, there was an election in Spain. And the election in Spain basically went as expected and did not show indications of contagion. And since that time, the entire issue has gone away.
Okay, great. Yeah, I really love your show. I've made a lot of money listening to you over the years into the market.
Well, Chuck, we appreciate your listenership and your calling in.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Mike is on the line in Glendora. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Bob.
Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for taking the call.
Good to have you with us.
I'm a 62-year-old guy and 130K in assets, money in a account. What is the probability or likelihood of having that reach critical mass of a million with a horizon of 8 to 10 years?
Well, I think it depends how much money you add to it over that period of time. I mean, I will say that it is stunning. It is absolutely stunning, especially in a favorable market period, to see what happens to money that is added, say, to something like the total stock market index. I mean, I have been, frankly, I've been astounded. Astounded is the operative word, to the way money contributed to something like the total stock market index can compound, especially with dividends reinvested, can compound over a period of time. I've seen numbers that are absolutely staggering as to how that money can grow. I mean, I've experienced this, okay? I know this is true. And so I think as long as you're making additions over that 8 to 10 year period, if we have a favorable market period on balance, I think you can do, I don't know about a getting it to critical mass, that's a separate question, but I think you can certainly make that money grow materially if we have favorable markets.
All right. Would you anticipate, we're already 4 years, oh, I'm sorry, 8 years into a pretty good bull market. So I don't know if that's, we can have expectations of that continuing.
I don't think it's realistic to expect that you're never again going to have a bear market. And just because we have not had one in the past several years, that doesn't tell us anything about the future. So I think that it is to be expected that we're going to have our ups and downs going forward. However, given the landscape that we're looking at, the investment landscape we're looking at right now, I wouldn't know where else to tell you to go to build your wealth unless you are an expert at real estate. If you are an expert, I'm not talking about nonsense like flipping houses, all right? I'm talking about if you put together well-valued rental properties and you manage those properties, if you're an expert on this area and this sector, then I think that is an additional way to build wealth over time. But even then, depending on where you are, you're subject to the vagaries of the real estate market. I mean, you're in California. In the early 90s, there were five consecutive down years in real estate values in Southern California. It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Well, I'm not a real estate guy, but how about a couple more quickie questions. The total stock market, can I buy that through my Fidelity account, or do you have to be a Vanguard?
Well, actually, Fidelity has one. They have I've talked about it many times. They have the Fidelity Spartan Total Stock Market Index, and that's a very, very low-cost way to invest in a broadly diversified, and if you're only going to choose one fund, I like the Total Stock Market Index. Whether it's Fidelity Spartan, whether it's Vanguard, I think it's a terrific way to get exposure to equities.
Okay, last question. When you give the buy signal like you did in February, what is the disadvantage, if there is one, of buying the pro shares QQQ, which has had, based on the same move, has had a better percentage move?
Not by much. The difference between the VTI, which is the Total Stock Market Index Exchange Traded Fund, the difference between the total return performance on that and the NASDAQ, since the buy signal, which would have been put into effect on February 11th because we issued it after the close on the 10th. So it would have been put into effect on the actual day of the correction closing low. The difference in total return between those two securities is very, very small. It's something within the area of, they're within approximately 1% of each other over that time. They've both done extremely well, by the way, with total returns in the neighborhood of 19%, and that's since February 11th, so they have really, really done well. Appreciate the call, Mike. Good to hear from you, and if you'd like to join us on the toll-free line, you are welcome to do so at 1-800-934-2221, right here on Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call GEICO today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-6574. That's 1-800-613-6574. 1-800-613-6574. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
We are back on America's Money Program, and we thank you for joining us. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com, request a complimentary back issue. Easily done, right there at the website homepage. Click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature, and the August edition will be available for subscriber access online by mid-morning tomorrow morning. That's Monday, August the 1. 1-800-934-2221. That is our contact number. Harry's on the line in San Luis Obispo. Hello, Harry.
Hello, Bob. A longtime listener and really benefited from your help. So I have a question for you regarding a piece of Hillary Clinton's platform, this National Infrastructure Bank. I wonder if you've taken a look at it. And in particular, I get a few the columnists that I watch, and they're saying there may be effects on the municipal bond market as a result of this bank. I'm wondering if you know what the structure may be, how it may affect investing, and how I might change a strategy. I've been a longtime municipal bond investor, and if I need to change a strategy, I'd like to be aware of that proactively.
I think it's a little premature to be taking action on a municipal portfolio for that reason. Let me tell you why. I have not been able to see any scenario where a Republican House of Representatives is going to vote in favor of such a project. The House of Representatives has been very solidly against appropriating money for the purpose of stimulating the economy. They have not done it since that original stimulus package in the early part of the current president's first term. I don't see a scenario where the votes are there. In fact, I don't even think it's close to a scenario where the votes are there, where a President Clinton is going to come in and propose a massive stimulus program, whether it be within the context of a national infrastructure bank. I mean, that's just a way to try to get a stimulus program in there. And for whatever reason, the House does not have the votes to do that as it's currently constructed. And it's going to take a tsunami-type landslide to change the Republican majority in the House. The Republicans have been very smart about taking control of state houses. I believe they control 30 state houses, state governorships, I mean. And either state governorships or state houses, doesn't really matter because the votes are in the House. And the bottom line of all of this is that I don't see how in the world that a hypothetical President Clinton, would be able to persuade the House of Representatives to do something that they've been totally unwilling to do.
You've mentioned in some of your previous newsletters about absence of fiscal stimulus in this Congress, and if you had your druthers, if you had your way, how would you what fiscal stimulus would you recommend they undertake?
Well, I mean, we hear a lot of complaints, right, about the conditions of basic infrastructure, roads, bridges, things of that sort. We hear a lot of complaints around the country about the condition of the roads in particular. For whatever reason, the philosophy that Dwight Eisenhower had about the highway system, he was instrumental in developing the interstate highway system. Whatever philosophy he had, which seemed to be very constructive, no pun intended, doesn't seem to be present today in the House. For whatever reason, and I don't know what the reason is, in the United States, it seems like we're way more willing to build infrastructure in foreign countries than we are in the United States. I don't know what that's about, but that's what we've been doing. We'll put money into infrastructure in sections of the Mideast is a perfect example, by the way, mm-hmm. where we've poured money into various projects in the Mideast, but we don't seem to want to spend money beyond the bare minimum in the United States. Now, I'll leave it for the political scientists to figure out the reason behind that, but that is the reality. Mm-hmm. And so a hypothetical President Clinton going to this House of Representatives or whatever house we get after the general election, I don't know what she's thinking. If she thinks that she can go there and persuade them, I doubt it, because they have been pretty solid in their opposition to that kind of spending. They don't like that type of spending.
I appreciate your comments.
Thank you. Therefore, as I said earlier, I would not be making changes in municipal bond portfolios for that reason. Now, there may be other reasons, but not for that specific reason. And, you know, that's something I'm glad you bring up, because that's something I think that really has been missing. Now, I've heard it occasionally mentioned by particularly astute political commentators. They will occasionally throw out the reality that, hey, do you think something is going to change if the same party stays in the White House and the same party stays in the House? Do you think something's going to change? What's going to change? It's going to be the same old if you get the same party in the White House that you have now after the general election, and if you get the same party you have in the House of Representatives right now, what's going to change? I mean, you would have to be seriously delusional to think that there'd be anything other than what you have right now. What do you have in your hand right now? Gridlock. And if you get the same party in the White House, same party in the House, you're going to get gridlock. I mean, that's a slam dunk, in my opinion. Money Talk comes your way each and every weekend, talking about subjects financial. And, you know, we've had some calls on the broadcast today about 401ks, matching 401ks. And I really do need to remind all of our Money Talk regulars that if you have a 401k program, or if you're fortunate enough to have a 403b that offers a match, a plan that will match a percentage of your contributions, or match your contributions up to a certain percentage. I've seen various. Some people are very fortunate, And their employer's plan will match up, let's say, up to 6% of their contribution, which means if you put in $6, your employer puts in $6. That is outstanding. Outstanding. And you always want to max out to take advantage of the match. That is the point, whatever the match is. Now, if you have to put in 6% to get your employer to throw in 3%, do it. Because that is the definition of free money. Look at it like a raise. Let's say you make $40,000 a year and you put 6% into your 401k or 403b, right? That's $2,400. Let's say your employer matches through half of that, 3%. That's $1,200. That's the same. Actually, it's better. It's better than a $1,200 raise. You make $40,000 a year. You put in 6%, which is $2,400. Your employer matches half of that, which is $1,200. That's actually better than getting the $1,200 in the paycheck, because you can put it in. It's being put into your tax-privileged account for investment purposes with no taxes taken out, just as your money is going in with no taxes taken out, by the way, in a traditional plan. I mean, this is absolutely sweet. More to come. Stay with us if you can. Bob Brinker here. It's America's Money Program. Coast to coast and border to border in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. It's Money Talk.